from my perspective, which may be jaded, right, is, you know, one, we pride ourselves on our technical skill sets because they're really deep and they're foundational. As I tell people, there's no sense in dreaming it if you don't have a way to actually bring it to actualization and build it. But there's a lot of shops out there that have, you know, strong technical talent as well. For me, as I look at the differentiator, right, you know, we try to pride ourselves on not just being order takers. And I say that, and I believe we've heard that from Salesforce itself a lot lately and the customers that they've introduced us to, in that we come in and we collaborate with customers and try to work with them on maximizing their strengths, eliminating or minimizing weaknesses, and working with them to think differently on how they're taking on digital transformation, right? Because this is kind of the opportunity that lies before them. And I tell people often, like, if you want to do true digital transformation, don't just take what you do today and do it a different, you know, do it the same way, whether that be Salesforce or any other technology, right? Leverage the technology and its strengths to change and spring much further forward. Because if you just do it the way you've been doing it today and you don't like that, you're probably still going to wake up and not like it very much. So we challenge people to think a little bit differently and deeper on their approach to digital transformation, enablement, and things along that line. With things like AI coming out and being very prevalent, we're sending the same message, right? There are a lot of opportunities there for you to capitalize and move rapidly forward as opposed to incrementally forward.